Jared, what do you see in Brandon Albert's skill set, specifically that punch?
You know, he's a good player. Athletic guy. I played against him back in, I think, 2011 when he was in Kansas City. Definitely they do some good things. And, so you just got to, like I say, he's kind of a technician when it comes to his punch. You know, there's certain ways to combat that. Obviously, it'll be a hand fight. You got to, it's going to be physical and, try to get some opportunities, again, in situations where we can create some one-on-ones and hopefully get some victories on those.
Sometimes, Jared, when reserves come in for a game and play well, people get a little ahead of themselves and think that the reserves are better than the starters. I mean, how important would it be for, Lance to come back?
Lance is kind of he's the quarterback of our defense. I mean, he's been here forever. He's had a lot of success in the league. I mean, you don't replace that. The young guys came in, they played well. And, they're going to – we ask everybody that comes in to play well, whatever the situation is. So, obviously, getting those guys back would be great. I mean, I don't – only the doctors know what that's going to happen. So, we got to continue to prepare as if they're not going to be there. And, these guys show that they can step up to the task, so we expect them to do it again.
To what extent is there a momentum? Do you feel a momentum building on the defensive line? I mean, I know you guys said you were healthier and Ratliff was back and you're playing on a fast track and stuff. I mean, do you feel like that you are kind of building momentum and getting into midseason form? Not just yourself, but just as a line.
Yeah, I think so. This week will be a big test. Again, we're kind of back to another zone read type, offense. It seems to be the flavor of the year. So have to deal with that. But, having everybody healthy helps. And, again, I think it's situational, but I definitely think, guys are understanding, each other better, situations better. Obviously having Rat back helps tremendously in the middle. What Steven's been doing in the middle from the rush standpoint has been awesome. And even in the run standpoint. So I think the biggest thing for us is noticing the trend of is our run defense. Our run defense is really, these last 3 weeks have really been, what we've been trying to, where we try to keep teams. And that's something to build off of. Obviously a great challenge coming through with these guys. And that's what's allowed us to have more rush opportunities. When you're solid in the run game, you get more rush opportunities. So, each week I feel like we get more and more comfortable with each other. And it is midseason, so we better be at midseason form, right?
Is Pyatt better than you thought?
Yeah, you know what? He's just improved so much from last year to this year. He's really taken the coaching and learned how to use his hands. He's more athletic than people think. You think he's just this big, squatty, strong human being. And he's more athletic than people think. And he works hard. He works tirelessly at his craft. And it's paying off for him.
I know you didn't get to play against Green Bay. You had to watch that one. But, I mean, can you put your finger on maybe why the team hasn't had as much success at home this year?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should wear white jerseys. I don't know. I have no clue. Obviously, turnover battle. I mean, we haven't won the turnover battle at home. You can't put it on the offense to try to get into shootout with teams. So defensively, you got to create turnovers. Bills game, obviously, we'd like to have three plays back. We played the run like garbage that game. We played three run plays really bad that game, and they got out on us. But, Green Bay, Aaron got hot, and when Aaron gets like that, you got to do something disruptive, create turnover somehow, and get the ball back to our offense. And just haven't been able to do that. Obviously we've had a lot more road games than we have home games, so maybe we're a little more comfortable right now on the road. But there's a game we got to come home, and we got to find a way to win at home and get our crowd excited again.
Derek, is there a sense within this defense? You mentioned the run defense, which is a physical kind of play. The personality developing a little more physical.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's kind of, we're trying to hit people. I mean, I think, it shows throughout the league all the time. The more physical team tends to win. I mean, and it might be in small situational areas, but, I thought last week I thought our DBs did a great job of contesting, throws, balls. I mean, if they're going to catch the ball, they're going to pay for it. you know, that kind of mentality up front. You know, we have to be physical in the run game. Our linebackers have to play downhill. So, you know, that's kind of the mentality and attitude. I think that's what's starting to develop. You're starting to see more consistently, you know, across the board. But every week's a new challenge. I mean, you know, this is a much better front this week than we faced last week. So it's going to be a whole new challenge. You know, they got the zone read. Where Tannehill used to be a receiver, so he has receiver-like speed, but he can sit in the pocket and throw the ball where he wants to too. So, you know, it's not like one of these ones. Well, all right, if we just take the zone read out of the game, we got it made. I mean, he's kind of a dual threat from that aspect. So, you know, each game faces new challenges, poses new threats. So we just try to rest on our technique and our fundamentals and our basics, and that starts with you know physical at the point of attack, and then reading your keys and getting to the ball.
Jared, you talk about facing a better front this week. What stands out about Brandon Albert?
I think he's athletic. I mean, I think that's his ability to recover. You know, like I said, you know, he's technically pretty sound. You know, I played him, like I said again, played him back in 2011. I think he's actually more technically sound now than he was back in 2011. And so, but yeah, I mean, guy's athletic, has good feet, has a good punch on him. And so, you know, you just got to try to, you know, but I like technical guys, you know, technique beats technique. So if we can get into a technique battle, we'll see who has better technique and who can beat an arm or do something. But no, he's a heck of a player, and, you know, he's made a good name for himself.
With Willie's success, you think teams will start, you know, running away from him?
I hope they start chipping him. No. I don't know if teams game plan to run towards or away from people. I mean, you know, this is the NFL. Everybody kind of sticks with what they know. But chipping him, double teaming him. You know, it's great. I mean, right now they have to choose, right? I mean, who are they gonna? You know, Atlanta. You know, and if we can get up on a team like Atlanta, they couldn't sit in and chip out and. They had to spread the field and try to go down the field, and then we got Lamar and Jay and Pia in the middle, and then me and Willie coming off the end. And with what Willie's doing right now, it's magical. It's awesome. I mean, to be where I think, you know, what he has, seven right now, going in, you know, after six games. I mean, that's a pace that anybody would love to have. So yeah, I mean, teams are going to have to start respecting it. If not, then we'll keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, but I'm proud of him. I can't, you know, he's a guy that when I came here, you know, and just watching him play and playing against him, that I always said once he figured out how to use that long body, he's going to be one of the next, you know, really, really good pass rushers. And it's starting to click for him, and he's having fun, and, you know, he's producing, and it's awesome.
Talk about the run defense a little bit, how much it's improved over the course of the year. You give up 14 yards in the first carry of the game, and then give up 28 for the rest of the game. How much did Jeremiah's return help you guys out?
Give you a boost? Oh, huge. I mean, he's, you know, he kind of, from our D-line standpoint, you know, a lot of, you know, responsibilities put on our D-tackle. And Jay, he's a smart player. He's a physical player. You know, obviously he has a good relationship with the coach. So, you know, he understands what he's seeing in there and can, you know, relay that to coach and make any corrections they want. So, I mean, that was an absolute huge deal. And, you know, and we, like I said, that first play got out, and we went on the sideline. We fixed the we made the corrections on that one, and then we're able to shut it down. So, you know, but Jay, you know, Jay makes all the difference in the world. You know, having him and Pia, you know, in there at the same time is that, you know, and not taking anything from Will and Eagle Way, because they've been playing great in his absence. But Jay, I mean, that was one of the, you know, when I was excited to come play with Jay, because I've, you know, I've been watching him play for years, and when he's healthy, I mean, dude, he is strong, and he's technical, and I mean, he's capable of, there's not a whole lot of guys that are capable of changing games, changing the outcome of games from a D-tackle position, but he's one of them.
Jared, is there any way to quantify or at least to express how much better as a defensive line you played Sunday than the previous week against Carolina? Did you notice a bump up in your, as a group, the performance, the impact on the game?
No, you know what, honestly, I thought we played, you know, going back and watching the film against Carolina, I mean, you take two drives, you know, we can't give that 2-minute drive up at the end of the half, and then obviously, you know, coming out of halftime, you know, and then they really didn't do anything, and then boom, 10 points in, like, the last 3 minutes of the game, 3-4 minutes of the game, and, you know, yeah, we'd like to hold that last one. You know, we always say sudden change in the red zone, you gotta hold the field goals, But again, it's a different. You know, we got to play going forward less this week. You know, when you play zone read teams, it's a lot of sideways react. You know, try to get back to the quarterback, especially when they start doing the zone read play action stuff. So this week that we didn't have zone read to worry about. We knew that you know Ryan, or Matt was going to sit in the pocket and throw the ball downfield, so we were able to play aggressive and vertical. You know, in our pass rush, you know, really kind of. No real restrictions. You're not too worried about pocket contain with Matt. You know, obviously he's dangerous outside, but you know he likes to stay in the pocket. So,
because theoretically, one of the reasons backup linebackers played well is because the defensive line played that much better. And just curious if how you can sustain that this week. You know, the next week.
Each week you got to you got to figure out who the hat's going to lie on. And you know, we always say things start up front. So yeah, we take responsibility for everything, and hopefully we'll stack another one up front. Again, we're going to have to play sound. I think they're second or third. I mean, they're top five in the run game. So it's going to start with us. If we're not sound in our run gaps, you know, it's going to be a long day. If we can be successful on first and second down, then, you know, then we can dictate to them on third down. Hopefully we can create some one-on-one matchups across the board and have a little fun.
No matter which linebacker's behind you.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I mean, football is pretty simple. You can worry about your job. I mean, nothing I do is going to make a linebacker play better. Mm-hmm. All I can do is do my job to the best of my ability and maybe take some pressure off of somebody.
Jude, you always talk about stopping the run first, and that opens up for the sacks. But did you always have that mentality?
Yeah, so I don't know where this whole theory, I think it was Gunther. You know, I love Gunn to death, but he started this nasty rumor that I couldn't play the run. and go back and watch the film. I've been smashing the run for a long time. There was years in Kansas City. I mean, I was averaging like 70 tackles a year. So I've always loved playing the run, honestly. I've just been really good at finding ways to get to the quarterback. And again, that's a sexier stat than tackles as a D lineman. So yeah, I don't know where that came. I've always enjoyed it. And then when I went to Minnesota, you know, we had three consecutive top number one rush defenses in the league, and it wasn't because they weren't running at me, you know. So yeah, I've always enjoyed it. I think there's nothing really, you know, obviously hitting the quarterback and the crowd getting excited, but man, when you can take a tight end and put him on his back or offensive lineman and stand him up, and there's just, you know, you can just see like the disappointment in their face because you're, you know, face mask. There's nothing better. So I've always enjoyed it, and I've always understood the process, and was always taught you have to earn the right to rush the passer. You go out there and you start freestyling and just trying to get the quarterback, you're going to get gashed, and then you're counterproductive.